Ladies and gentlemen, this contest is for the Intercontinental Championship, and it is scheduled for one fall. Approaching the ring, led by his manager, Colonel Jimmy Hart, from Memphis, Tennessee, weighing 248 pounds, here is the Intercontinental Champion, the
Big smile on the face of the Honky Tonk Man. He doesn't even know who his opponent is.
That's right, brother, but he's always confident. You know, he may be one of the greatest Intercontinental Champions. I tell you, the guy's had that title over 2 years now, Gorilla Monsoon. And you know, the man has fought some top people all the way along the line. I mean, he's confident, brother. I've never seen a man without confidence.
Well, it goes without saying. He's got the Colonel, the Mouth of the South, Jimmy Hart. I, for one, am certainly anxious to find out who, in fact, is the number one challenger now that Brutus the Barber Beefcake has been shelved temporarily.
No question about it, but it doesn't look like the Honky Tonk
Man. Nobody sent any word up to us.
Nothing to us, brother. The Honky Tonk Man doesn't care.
His opponent.
He don't even want to know.
Here it comes. Who is his opponent? Come on, Howard. Howard doesn't even know.
Howard Finkel, the announcer, doesn't know. Come on, brother. Let's get
he
it
shook
together.
Shook his head.
Get me somebody out here to wrestle. I don't care who it is.
Oh,
don't say he that, don't care.
Don't say that, my man. There's some people back there in the locker room who would take this man apart.
We're all waiting here with anticipation as to who the opponent will be. Well, maybe we haven't got an opponent.
Well, maybe we have an opponent, but, you know, maybe he's still lacing up his boots. Who knows, man?
Wait a minute. Somebody's music.
That's familiar music, brother.
They've exploded here in the garden. I don't see anybody yet.
Here is the Summer
It's the Ultimate Warrior.
One man. Oh, look at him attack.
This place has gone bananas.
Ultimate Warrior, Lord. I mean, the Gorilla Monsoon. They're going to take over, man. That's what you do when you want something. You go out and get it, baby.
Ultimate Warrior exploding here on the Honky Tonk Man. Beautiful fly tackle. The bell is gone and it's officially underway.
The Warrior doesn't know what to do. He's so excited.
The title definitely up for grabs here.
Oh, we could get a new champion right now, Gorilla Monsoon. Right now, brother, we could get a new champion. I'm here to
Big
tell you.
Big Splash hooks the leg.
That's
he
it.
Got it. History has been made here.
Oh, goodness. I love it. I love it.
Look at this place go bananas.
Pandemonium has run wild in Madison Square Garden, my man.
History once again made here in Madison Square Garden.
The winner of this contest and new Intercontinental Champion, the Ultimate Warrior.
It had to be record time, Gorilla Monsoon. It had to be record time, brother.
It is unbelievable. The Garden has gone strictly bananas. History made as part of SummerSlam 88. A newly crowned Intercontinental Champion.
He went
the
out.
The Ultimate Warrior. Oh, look at him.
Yeah, he went out and crowned himself. He went out and took the belt, brother.
Let's go back and take a look at the pandemonium that just happened.
A big clothesline by the Warrior. And all the damage is already done. Here he comes in for a big body on. Body slam right there, brother, and he's
what a splash!
Big splash, wrapped him up, both legs in the air. No way out, brother. We got a new champion, my man.
Wow.
Oh, look at the Ultimate Warrior.
Take a good look at the new Intercontinental Champion, the Ultimate Warrior. What a piece of work.
We'll be right back. The news is out all over town that you've been seen out running around. I know that I should leave then.
You seem a decent fellow. I hate to kill you.
You seem a decent fellow. I hate to die.
When Gary told me he had found Jesus, I thought, Yahoo, we're rich. But it turned out to be something different.
Searching for a girl Just one more thing, girl. You give back your ring to me, and I will set you free. Go with him.
Both pray, as I do, that all this has not been in vain.
Shit, it looks like we're going the wrong way. Hey. Hey, come on now. Buck up, boys. Hey, buck up now. Come on. See, someday they're going to let the 54th get into it, see? And all your troubles will be over. Huh? Come on now. Cheer up. Hey. What'd you say?
Boy.
Boy. Hey, let me tell
Shut
you.
Shut up, Trip.
Would you get up off me, Snowflake? See, let me explain something to you. See, the way I figure this war would be over a whole lot sooner if you boys just turn right on around, head on back down that way, and you let us head on up there where the real fighting is, huh?
The men dying up that road.
And it wouldn't be nothing but Rebs dying if they let the 54th in it. Listen.
As you were!
You men move on.
Stripes on a nigger. Like tits on a bull.
You're looking at a higher rank, Corporal. And you'll obey and you'll like it.
Make me. I'll make you.
I'm sorry.
What the hell is going on here?
You. Yes, you. What's your name? I'm putting you up on charges.
Oh, there ain't no calls for that, sir.
What's that, Sergeant?
Well, I mean, it's just a soldier's fight, sir.
All right, you men move along.
Step forward, march.
Move it!
You men get back to work.
See you down
back to work! Let's go!
We'll see you again.
Good dig a latrine.
Go strum a banjo, boy. Come on.
Our fellows local one.
beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I always want to live in a house like yours, my friend. Maybe when there's nobody home, I'll break in. I married a woman who said she was rich. Spent all her money, walked out on the bitch. Won't you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Hello, boys and girls. Summer is coming soon, you know. Would you like a summer job this summer? They sure are hard to find, especially in my neighborhood. But you could still make money. You could sell things, like lemonade. Sure you could. There are lots of things you can sell on the streets. All you have to do is be an entrepreneur. That's our word for the day, boys and girls. Entrepreneur. I think I'll sell some things today. Let's see what Mr. Robinson has lying around the house. Look, boys and girls, a car stereo. And it's a Blaupunk. They're very expensive. How long do you think it took Mr. Robinson to get it out of that BMW? Would you believe 27 seconds? Ooh, and look at all these wallets that Mr. Robinson got today. Isn't that nice? And yeah, oh, this one still has some pant leg on it. That's what happens when Mr. Robinson's in the rush, boys and girls. And look at all the gold chains the people on the subway lost. And here's some pretty earrings right here. Oh, it looks like there's still a little piece of ear left on. You know, boys and girls, if you're lucky, sometime you'll get jewelry with initials on it. See that? The initials say J.R. Know what that stands for? Jewelry. A good entrepreneur always takes advantage of every opportunity, boys and girls. And remember, opportunity knocks just once. Could that be opportunity, boys and girls?
Robinson, open up!
Excuse me, boys and girls. Let me see who's at the door.
Hey! Police!
Just a minute.
Do you know what a fire escape is, boys and girls? Check out Mr. Fire Escape. A very happy tomorrow to you.
right, not starting off here the way he normally likes to start off. He's a fast starter.
The Disco Inferno is not only all show, he can go.
He can go. The only problem is, Mongo, I think he's going to spend more time worrying about his hair than he is about the match, and that can cost him.
As far as I'm concerned, he can go all right. Right out the door and back to whatever disco he came from.
Right off the top rope, double front dropkick right to the kidneys. Sent Disco Inferno sprawling to the canvas. Now an Irish whip into the corner. Alex Rutt winds up, spinning, jump, wheel kick, right on the money. Down goes Disco Inferno, and this tune is almost over.
Uh-uh. We still got another quarter for the jukebox. We're going to hear a lot more from this man.
Let me tell you, folks, tune in to Nitro tonight. You already know San Francisco's going to win that football game. So what? Oh. This is action that you ain't going to see anywhere but on TNT.
Don't go and hide. Yesterday you were my girlfriend. If you do, my side goes around and around in a whirlwind. There's a stone in my shoe, so I can't catch you up. My head's in a lion's mouth, wants to eat me up right here today. Don't look away, I've always been true and I still love you. So don't look away, there's a lot you can do to get me away. You've got to stay, don't look away. Don't look away. I once heard you say if I ever was down you would help. Up, you try to pretend that you don't see. There's a stone in my shoe, so I can't catch you up. My head's in a lion's mouth, wants to eat me up right here today. Don't look away, I've always been true and I still love you. So don't look away, there's a lot you can do to get me away. You've got to stay, don't look away. Don't look away.
Mrs. Wilbur Stark, $1.09. Pay to the order of Iron Balls McGinty. $1.09. Why are you crying? And why are you wearing that old dress?
Because I just heard a song on the radio that reminded me of the way we were.
What was it?
Where we were. Look at us. We've hit bottom.
No! Maybe you've hit bottom, but I haven't hit bottom yet. I got a ways to go. And I'm gonna bounce back. And when I do, I'm gonna buy you a diamond so big, it's gonna make you puke.
I don't wanna puke. I don't want wealth. I just want you like you used to be. What happened to that man?
Me? What happened to the girl I believed in? The girl I fell in love with? The girl that believed in me? Well, there's plenty of places I can go where people believe in me.
Well, go. The sooner you're out of my life, the sooner I can go back to being the girl in this little flower dress that you sang a service song to.
Well, I'm gonna go then. And I don't need any of this. I don't need this stuff. And I don't need you. I don't need anything. Except this. This ashtray, and that's the only thing I need is this. I don't need this or this. Just this ashtray. And this paddle gator. The ashtray and the paddle gator, that's all I need. And this remote control. The ashtray and the paddle gator and the remote control, and that's all I need. And these matches. The ashtray. And these matches, and the remote control, and the paddle ball. And this lamp. The ashtray. This paddle game, and the remote control. And the lamp, and that's all I need. And that's all I need, too. I don't need one other thing. Not one. I need this. The battle game and the chair and the remote control and the matches for sure. Well, what are you looking at? What do you think I have, some kind of a jerk or something? And then, that's all I need.
Still feel small when you stay. Never one door closes, I hope one more opens. Promise me that you'll give faith a fighting chance. And when you get the choice to sit it out or dance.
Is everybody okay?
Search me.
What's going on?
anything. Can't tell if this is true or dream. Deep down inside, I feel the scream. This terrible silence stops in there. Now that the war is through with me, I'm waking up, I cannot see that there's not much left in me. Nothing is real but pain now. That sticks in me, just like a wartime novelty, tied to machines that make me be. Cut this life off from me.